Anyone who listened to American radio in the 1970s probably recognizes the familiar sound of the Doobie Brothers, with its jangly rhythmic guitar and tight vocal harmonies. Hi, this is Brad Carlin, and welcome to the Doobies Podcast. Hailing from San Jose, California, the Doobies originally consisted of Tommy Johnston and Patrick Simmons on guitar, Dave Shogren on bass, and Little John Hartman on drums. After spending much of 1970 honing their sound in Northern California biker bars and outdoor venues, they cut a demo album on a small local label that landed them a Warner Brothers recording contract. This track from that demo, entitled Quicksilver Princess, already reveals much of what was to become the band's familiar R&B-influenced rock and roll sound. The band's first Warner release somewhat oddly emphasized acoustic guitars and more country influences, and failed to chart. However, after adding a second drummer and returning to their original, somewhat harder sound, they released a string of successful albums in the early 1970s. These albums produced such hits as Listen to the Music, Long Train Runnin', China Grove, and Eyes of Silver. Most of the band's hits featured Johnson's electric guitar and lead vocal, but somewhat surprisingly, the band's first number one hit was actually the Simmons acoustic number, Black Water.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, Blackwater, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me? Yeah, keep on shining your light.
The rigors of touring and producing an album a year took their toll on Johnston's health, forcing him to leave the band in 1976. His replacement was Michael McDonald, whose keyboards and husky baritone had been featured on a variety of Steely Dan hits. McDonald steered the band towards more musically complex, syncopated blue-eyed soul material, taking the band in an entirely new but still commercially viable direction. The success of this McDonald track, Taking It to the Streets, foreshadowed the band's greatest commercial success. This was, of course, its 1978 release of What a Fool Believes, the band's second number one single. This track also won a Grammy for Song of the Year, an honor for which the album's title track, Minute by Minute, was also nominated. Sadly, creative differences and road burnout caused the band's star to fade quickly in the early 1980s, with the apparent end coming in 1982. However, a limited 1987 reunion tour caused Johnston, Simmons, and other original members to realize that reforming was an option. This version of the band released two albums for Capitol Records in 1989 and 1991. The second of these included this track, Dangerous, a Simmons composition that left no doubt as to the band's return to its original early 70s sound.
Come on over, baby, got nothing to lose, but you never get enough of those high wings. Just enough.
The Doobie Brothers continue to record new material and tour, playing about 70 to 80 shows per year. While both Johnston and Simmons just turned 70 last year, it seems likely the guitar licks and vocal harmonies will continue to ring out for several more years to come. I'm Brad Carlin, and this has been the Doobies Podcast.